This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
You won.
It's a big old land.
The lotto.
Countless dreams.
You're born in America, you won the lotto.
And happiness ain't
day one. Still the greatest country on the face of the earth. Not without its challenges, but that's why we're here, to see if we can't get the world to change. Seven past the hour. This is Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. Going to chat with Todd Bensman. Go back to the border in just a moment. Also with the money man, Brian Kroc, will be here at the bottom of the hour. Walk through the legislative session. Walk through the markets and everything else. The legislative session's on my mind because Governor Doug Burgum has called a special session of the legislature to address the bill that was recently ruled unconstitutional by the North Dakota Supreme Court, October 23rd, which is Monday, isn't it? I think that is,
I do believe, yes.
Next Monday. Yep. So that'll be happening, and it will be limited to addressing the OMB budget, enacting other components of that particular bill, and making strategic investments in areas such as tax relief and infrastructure. So, North Dakota lawmakers will reconvene October 23rd. Just wanted you to know that, because that is breaking news this morning. Todd Bensman is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Todd is an author. He is a journalist. And he has been covering the border for us better than anybody. Even Tucker Carlson agrees. Nice job on Tucker yesterday, Todd.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I finally planted the Bensman flag on Mount Tucker.
Mount Tucker, exactly right. Yeah. Do you get
Dorado? Was like, hey, I kind of know him.
Yeah, we're excited for you. You got a whole new host of followers now after you were on Mount Tucker?
Yeah, man, that guy, his new show is extremely well-watched, I'll just say that. I think he gets a couple hundred million views on each one.
It is extraordinary to see happen, that's for sure. And the more people that know what you have to say about what's happening at the border, the better. I saw your story last week about the UN now doling out the cash to illegal immigrants further south into Mexico. Doesn't exactly seem like a UN kind of expenditure, and wondered what the reaction was to your story about that.
Well, I actually have been covering that for a couple of years now. Every time I go down to Mexico or do any traveling down there, I look for the UN way stations. They've got them pretty much all along established migrant trails. People don't know that there's a very well-established migrant trail, passages, towns and cities that you go to on your way here. And in those places, that's where the UN sets up their way stations, and you can get all sorts of assistance, you know, a range of things. You could get, you know, housing vouchers, you know, maybe for hotels, or, you know, bus tickets, or, you know, debit cards, which I think is the one that probably gets the most attention when I discovered that they were handing out debit cards everywhere. That's called cash-based intervention in UN terminology. And I think the budget for 2024, the UN budget for this sort of thing, is going to be about $400 million in 2024. It was $450 million this year of just handout, cash handouts all along the or cash assistance or equivalents all along the migrant trail. But I guess because so many more are coming through, I would imagine that they would increase that number to maybe $500 million or something, but I haven't seen it yet.
But this is the United Nations.
Wow.
Facilitating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Illegal immigration.
Yep. Oh, you. Yeah. Part of the part of the plan.
They're the smugglers, man. Definitely working hand in glove. But one thing to remember about that is, that is U.S. taxpayer money for the most part. They take donations and they get money from other, Western European countries, but the bulk of the UN budget comes from U.S. taxpayers. So we're paying for our own in illegal invasion.
And then, of course, there's more.
Cannot make it up.
There's more freebies when they get to the border, you realize, which also, by the way, are being paid by taxpayer dollars because FEMA goes and hands dollars to these non-governmental organizations, and they fund the voucher packs and the plane tickets anywhere in the U.S.
Like Archie Bunker used to say, what a racket!
Yeah.
Todd, I'm wondering, you've been down there for a while. About a month ago, I know the Mayorkas, they made the trip down there. They got 20 miles of wall they're going to be building. I'm sure that's well underway. How's that coming along? Got the footings dug and everything?
Well, the wall, first of all, I don't think they're going to actually build anything. I don't know.
Exactly.
I'll be pleasantly surprised if they put any of it up. But the problem was, even if they put it up, people don't really realize, you have to go down there to see it, that the wall actually is inside U.S. territory. It's, in most places, hundreds of yards from the border. And if you don't complement the wall with pushback policies, like Remain in Mexico or Title 42 or, Safe Third Country, or really if you're not turning them back into Mexico, if your policy is to just accept everybody who reaches the border and then stamp their papers into the country, it doesn't matter whether you have a wall because they're on U.S. territory by the time they get there. They use the wall to lean up against while they're waiting to be processed, or they use it maybe for shade if it's hot out and the sun's in the right angle. It's good for that while the Border Patrol processes them in. You have to have pushback policies so that when they get onto U.S. territory on that side of the wall, on the lee side of the wall, you could just take them over to the nearest bridge and push them back over to Mexico. That's what shuts that sort of thing down. And then the wall matters because they get stuck behind it, like kind of caged up for Border Patrol to pick them up and bring them back over to Mexico. But it doesn't work when you just, bring them around it and then to Chicago and stuff.
Kind of the point of my sarcasm. Yeah.
You've been spending some time on the Mexico side of the border as well. Anything different there?
Well, it depends on where you go. Every part of the border is literally its own ecosystem. It depends on where you go. There are hot spots all along the Mexican border where social media communications among the immigrants from the north, from northern positions to southern positions, transmit where we're letting them in, where the cartels are charging the most or the least or the meanest. How can you reach a place where there's bus stations and facilities and things like that. And so that all just depends. Sometimes Mexico will open up a spot and then they'll close it for whatever reason and they'll have to go somewhere else. So right now the hottest of the hot spots are Matamoros, Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville, Texas, across from Matamoros, Mexico. That is like the up-and-coming hotspot. That's partly because Piedras Negras and Eagle Pass had been the hotspots for probably a couple of months. And then Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, he does this thing, a lot of people don't know about this, where he shuts down international trade and international commerce over the bridges by having his Texas troopers do truck safety inspections, really plodding long, an hour and a half inspections on every single truck, Mexican truck that's coming in, until there's a 30-mile-long backlog, right? And then he goes to the Mexican governor, which he just did last week, and says, if you don't take care of this problem on your side, we're going to just keep it like this. And so the Mexicans fanned out and rounded everybody up and deported them back south to another city in Mexico.
Well, I love that. That's just rinse and repeat. You know, and that's obviously what helped Donald Trump as well by telling Mexico, look, your cars aren't coming to America unless you fix this problem. More with Todd Benzman on the border when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedeter Counties in North Dakota at Pfeiffer's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My friend Mike Lindell, always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever tried to pick up a towel set at a big box store and it feels really soft and smooth, and then you go to use it and it doesn't absorb anything, doesn't dry you? That's why MyPillow developed the MyPillow towels. The six-piece sets have 100% long staple Sherpa cotton. It's a combined ring-spun cotton It makes the towels softer and more absorbent than ever. So they're towels that actually dry you off. Novel concept, I know. And right now, a six-piece set is only $29.98 with the promo code SCOTT. So go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio podcast specials, use the promo code SCOTT, get this amazing offer of only $29.98 on the six-piece towel set from MyPillow. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back with Todd Bensman, National Security Fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington, D.C.-based policy institute. And Todd has written books about what's going on at the border, regularly updating us. You heard him on Tucker Carlson's show here recently as well. So the tactic that you were talking about before the break about Texas taking an hour and a half to do safety inspections per truck and backing things up moves the Mexican government to actually do something about it. So why doesn't he just do that every day, Todd?
He does it often. It never gets any coverage, but I usually write about it when he does. I've written, I don't know, half a dozen pieces saying, you know, he shut down the El Paso Bridge. He shut down three of these other bridges. He shut down six bridges. So he does do it. The effect of it is only short term, though, because before too long, the Mexican governors on the other side, they kind of stopped doing whatever it was that they were asked to do, right? So he has to keep closing these bridges. I think that's just going to be a tactic. I mean, we're going to see this all the time. I mean, he's been doing it for a year and a half now. But I think that it's politically problematic for him because, you know, Texas businesses and companies get hurt too. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but if he can, he has to kind of sort of thread the needle in just the right way to, you know, as soon as he can get the Mexicans to do his bidding, he'll open it up, you know, but then after a while, they'll sort of revert, I guess.
But even with that tactic, the invasion is just a tiny bit less of an invasion. Still, I mean, the numbers still tell us the full story, don't they?
Yes. Yes. The numbers are complicated, too, because there are several numbers that you have to keep in mind. One is the one that most Americans who follow this are familiar with is the one called illegal apprehensions between ports of entry. Those are the ones of illegally crossing, right, and turning themselves in. They're not really apprehensions. They're give-ups. They're welcomes. Because, you know, we're not like capturing them. They're just walking over and saying, hey, everybody with Border Patrol, we're here. And then within a day or two, they're in Chicago, you know. So there's that number. That number is really big for September. I don't think they've released the numbers. They may have yesterday. I don't know. I have to look. But they were expected to be 280,000. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 260, 280, somewhere in there, the most in U.S. history ever. But that's just a portion of the story. The government, the Biden government, created these other avenues that you can't see called lawful pathways, safe, orderly, lawful pathways. And those where they're handing out permission slips to cross at the ports of entry, right over the bridges, and authorized to fly commercially from their home countries directly into our airports. There are two or three of those kinds of programs. They use an app on your cell phone called CBP1 to apply for those, and then you don't see those, but huge more numbers are coming in that way. So if we had 250,000, 270,000, or whatever it is, be caught illegally between the ports of entry, to that, you'll have to add another 100,000 that were brought in ways that nobody saw and don't get publicly tallied.
These numbers are mind-numbing. They're absolutely mind-numbing. Phenomenal.
That's like 350 or 360. And then you've got the gotaways, which also are not published. We could count another 60,000, 70,000 of those. So probably for September, the real number that we let in or who got in is going to be somewhere close to 400,000 for September. And I'm guessing, judging from, I just came back from the border. I've been down there twice in the last month. And it's just unbelievable. The numbers are just like, it's crashing every record, even of the records that we had. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have 500,000 in October when the numbers finally come up. We're looking at, you know, a million every couple months, a couple million. I mean, you know, figure by, you know, by the election, though, I mean, just at this rate, it's just going to be millions more. Like, you ain't seen nothing yet. You have not seen anything yet.
Unbelievable. I wanted to ask you one quick thing here before we let you go. There's been reports of individuals on the terror watch list that are being caught, some from Iran, some from, you know, Lebanon, other countries. What do they do when they catch somebody that's on the terror watch list?
Well, I describe all of that in granular detail in my first book called America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. And that book is all about this. And in that book, I write, not to spoil it too much, but that typically when we catch a real true blue terrorist, and we have caught many true blue terrorists with plots and intentions to do bad things in the country, thank God, we will suck them dry of any possible intelligence value that we can get, and then we will deport them to either their home country or a friendly third country, kind of like a rendition, I think. So we don't prosecute them. You never hear about these. These all stay at the classified level. You can read about a whole bunch of those cases in my book.
Why in the world they wouldn't be put in jail is beyond me. They're planning to attack the United States of America, for crying out loud. And if you ship them back, all they're going to do is come back through again and maybe be one of the gotaways.
That has happened. We have had, I know of one Yemeni who was on the terror watch list that Mexico caught. And we did the intel collection thing and the deportation thing in Mexico. We had FBI offices down there. And then they deported him, and he came right back. And they
caught him
second. The second time they released him, Mexico released him, and we lost him.
This is your United States government at work on the border. It's really mind-boggling, terribly sad. The reality of the situation with those numbers. Todd Bensman, nobody does it better. We thank you. Get his books, follow his work. You bet. Take care.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire continue as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border with Gaza. The death toll has surpassed 4,100. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. 2,000 U.S. troops being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say those troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The UAW strike continues. The head of one automaker says it's time to make a deal. The chairman of Ford urging the UAW to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations. Corey Myers, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Republican senators are taking to the podium at Capitol Hill to urge Biden to freeze the $6 billion promised to Iran. That should be the easiest decision of his entire presidency, wouldn't it?
It's for humanitarian aid. These Republicans, they want the babies killed to die.
I'm dying of that money.
Nobody gets any water in the desert because of these Republicans.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, total common sense.
You think?
I wrote my column about that this week, actually, about how this is just an absolute no-brainer, and Republicans wrote a letter last week, and they're keeping the heat on, which is great. Hey, we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for lunch today. Head to Castleton for Country Fried Steak, 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest location, scalloped potatoes and ham, tacos in Yulin. Swedish meatballs at the PetroServe USA Glendon, same with NP Avenue downtown Fargo. Beef tips and gravy on 12th and I-29. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Or taco hot dish, your choice. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. There's the walk-up music for our next guest, Brian Kroc, certified financial planner, senior portfolio manager, and managing partner at Collins & Kroc. We call him the Money Man.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
That walk-up music should pump you up good, huh?
That does. I was just saying I was a little fatigued today, but boy, after hearing that, I'm ready to go.
So how is the market?
Oh, maybe that's what makes me so fatigued.
Is that right?
It's not been great. You know, we had a nice little rally off the bottom here the last week and a half or so, and whether that was the bottom, I don't know, but that's nice. But all you have to do is, I mean, even today we started out with a pretty big down day. The oil stocks were up, and then all of a sudden that flips. Everything else is up, and the oil stocks go down. And so it's been a lot of sort of back and forth and just grinding sideways. And that's what bear markets are known for. They wear you out. You know, a deep, dark correction will scare investors. A bear market will just wear them out, and that's what's going on.
So this is unhealthy.
This is unhealthy, yeah. There's so many things going on that just are not what we want to see in a market like this.
So explain that. Why? What makes it unhealthy? What are the indicators?
Well, there's a lot of things. I know last time we were on here, we started going through some of those indicators. We talked about market breadth, which is really just how many stocks or how many companies are participating, you know, to the upside. And it was very few. You know, most of this market lift this year has been, you know, basically brought to us courtesy of about 6 or 7 or 8 stocks, mostly those big technology names. It all started out with that artificial intelligence push. And so you saw the NVIDIAs of the world or the Super Micros or, you know, Microsoft and Google, you know, all the usual characters. But when you look below the surface, you know, the rest of the market has not been doing anything or they've been going down, you know, but there's other things too. So one of the things that I follow is what we call the new highs versus new lows index. And what we'll see in a healthy market is lots of stocks continuing to make new highs. So there's an old saying that says stocks that make new highs continue to make new highs, and stocks that are making new lows go on to make newer lows. And we've been seeing lots of new lows. We've actually had something I've never seen before, and that's 30 days in a row with more stocks making new lows than new highs. And so that just tells you we've got a market where not only is the average stock not participating, but more and more stocks just aren't a part of that.
What's the sentiment driving that?
You know, it's interesting. So the sentiment there is, again, we were talking about how it wears people out and so forth. The sentiment in the market right now is really mixed. So you've got a lot of people who are getting worn out, but you can tell we're still not done with this thing. And the reason I say that is the overall sentiment is still something of, you know, you hear the term FOMO, fear of missing out. So we are in an unhealthy market environment. Most stocks aren't participating. And I tell you what, we still get a lot of calls to our office where people are saying, hey, wow, we should be getting more aggressive. We should be doing this. We should be doing that. And it's all to the upside. Everybody's still trying to hit home runs. Well, guess what? Now's not a time to be swinging for the fences. Now's a time for defense. We want to make sure we're well diversified. We want to make sure we only have the best of the best companies within our portfolio. And the fact that there's so many people out there that are still, you know, as we say, swinging for the fences or thinking that they're going to be hitting home runs tells me that we still haven't wrung the excess out of the market. Sadly, to me, what that means is this bear market continues for a while and that we're probably going to have to see a deeper scale. Scarier, uglier sell-off. When I start getting phone calls and people tell me that stocks don't work anymore and nobody wants to hear about what's going up, that's when I'll know we're finally done with this. And it seems like we're a long ways from that yet, Scott.
What will prompt it? What is the market waiting for?
You know, I think it really is that final capitulation where we see that. And sadly, I think that might be, you know, a recession or some very bad economic numbers that do that, because we keep getting numbers that look pretty good. I mean, just today we had the retail sales report and it was better than expected. Our job numbers that we had recently got were better than expected. And so that tells me when we get those better than expected numbers, that's what the kind of thing that the Fed is looking at to say, hey, maybe we need to work harder at raising interest rates and trying to slow things down. So what is that final catalyst that really indeed, you know, gets people to throw in the towel and sour on stocks? That I'm not sure, but we had a really ugly year last year. And so you'd think that people say, oh, watch out, you know, this thing isn't just going to go up all the time. This year has been a very challenging year. Something's going to come though. It's going to change sentiment to the negative and get more people to be scared of stocks than enthusiastic about them. And that's what the market likes. The market goes up with fear and not enthusiasm. When we still have too much enthusiasm out there, that's when my guard goes up.
We're chatting with Brian Kronk, the Money Man, joins us regularly on the program to kind of break down the markets. And he's a certified financial planner, senior portfolio manager, as well as managing partner at Collins and Kronk. What else are you guys working on right now?
Well, we're reaching that really busy time of year, Scott. So, you know, a big focus, obviously, and that's why we talk about it, is always the markets, and that's exciting to think about. But this is that busy time of the year where the planning meets reality. So we're doing things like, you know, RMDs, which stands for required minimum distributions. So we've got a lot of people who are at that age where they need to take money out of their IRAs, not because they need to spend it per se, but because the government is making them. And so we do all of those calculations for our clients. And now as we're getting toward year end, guess what? We need to go back and look, is there anybody that we missed? Is there anybody that's behind that has to get a certain amount of money, you know, out of their IRA before year end? It's also charitable planning season. It's tax loss harvesting season. So there's a whole lot of things that we're doing right now for our clients. Most of it happens behind the scenes. People don't even see it. There's a lot that goes into it.
We talk a lot about the plan and how you need the plan, and then you, as you say, at the end of the year, you're checking the plan versus reality,
right,
and going through all these things. Let's walk through a few of those. On the charitable planning side, explain what you mean by charitable planning.
Yeah, so charitable planning is really important. So we've got a lot of clients who, as part of their plan or just part of their lifestyle, they want to make sure that they're giving money away. So maybe they're giving money to their church, or they've got some favorite charities, or, you know, their former university, things like that. But how and when you give money away needs a strategy as well. It's not just as simple as writing a check. Which account do we write those checks out of? Or is it better off just giving some appreciated stock? And that's a strategy that we really like. So we've got people who've owned certain companies for a long time. They've been with us for a long time. And rather than selling something or just sending the cash, we'll gift out the stock. But what that has the idea of doing, or the main reason for doing that, is it gets rid of the capital gains tax for our client. So now we send that stock to the charity can sell it, and the charity won't have to pay any capital gains tax. So that's a big one right there. The other thing is just, you know, looking at what they call QCDs, or qualified charitable distributions. You know, I just talked about, you know, people having to take money out of their IRAs, and a lot of these people, the reason they haven't taken the money out yet is they don't need that money. So what we'll do is we'll do what they call a qualified charitable distribution. We'll have their distribution from their IRA go straight to the charity. And what that does is it satisfies the government need to say, hey, certain amount of money needs to come out of your IRA at a certain age, but it also then becomes tax-free for the client. They don't end up paying that tax, because that's what it's all about. The government wants to have our people, our clients, and really everybody forced to take money out of their IRA at a certain age so they can tax that money. And so we skip that process. We send it straight to the charity.
And do some good.
And do some good. Yeah. Absolutely. And we skip the tax as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You mentioned tax loss harvesting. What are you talking about there?
Oh, that's huge this time of year. And so it really is something to look at. So we go through, and it's just, again, one of those services that we're doing behind the scenes for our clients. But that's what we mean by wealth management. We're doing so much more than just picking stocks or just creating a financial plan. So we're going through the accounts of our clients, the taxable accounts, and saying, okay, what do these people have for capital gains so far for this year? And so we'll add that up and figure out, you know, do they have a $10,000, a $20,000, a $30,000 capital gains bill that's going to be due? And then we're going to try to offset that. So we'll look for things within their portfolio that we can sell potentially at a loss to offset those gains. And sometimes that might be one of those things where we're selling something that we actually really like. And so we'll go through their portfolio. And since our portfolios are very customized, it might be something as simple as we're selling a stock that we recently purchased but went down. So we're selling that as a loss to help reduce what they'd have to pay for capital gains. And then we'll buy that stock back 30 days later. And that's something that's fair to do in the tax code. Or other times we might buy something different to substitute within their portfolio that should move the same way, but it's a different security. So they're still participating in the market the way we want them to, but they've gotten away with basically selling, taking a loss to offset their gains. So even though we're not tax planners and we don't prepare taxes, we're very tax conscious. We look at that stuff and we try to reduce our capital gains for our clients.
And unfortunately, you have a probably more than your fair share of losses at this time, so you can find the offsets, huh?
Well, and that's what's interesting. So there's always something we can do for people each year. So some years we have more losses. So you look at 2022 was a year of losses across the board for people. And a lot of times, you know, we're saying stick with the plan and you know, that sort of thing, which we certainly believe. But again, behind the scenes, we might shuffle some of that. So we might say, you know what, let's capture some of those losses. Maybe we have a stock that we've held for 10 or 15 years. This might be a good time for us to use those losses up against some of those gains. Again, we don't necessarily dislike the company we're selling. We're just trying to balance that between the gain or the loss that they already have. And then we'll buy that stock right back for them. But what that has the notion of doing is later on then, we've saved our client's tax bill.
More with Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Listener questions are always welcome. You can text us at 701-237-1590 if you got a question. Feel free to get that in here. Or you can call us, too, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Short break, back with more on the Money Man segment edition of What's on Your Mind with Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk after this time out. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When you're single,
all right, back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. One listener here wants the telephone number to sign up for the New York trip. Must be a Gutfeld fan.
I told you, man, that's a hot ticket.
Kevin's thinking it's going to sell out by the end of the day because we include tickets to Gutfeld in the studio audience to watch the show, plus Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I might have to go somehow, stow away in your luggage or something.
And everything else about New York City, November 28th through December 2nd, you can call 952-898-3478, extension 228.
I think Maria would be pleasantly surprised. I'll get out the car with you, and she'll say, "What's Kevin doing here?" And you see, he's our valet. He's our guy.
Exactly.
Where's the bags? I'm good. Here we go. When do we go to Gutfeld?
952-898-3478, extension 228. Brian Kronk is here, the money man. I have a question for you from a listener as well. Brian says, can I sell a stock with $20,000 gain and use the gain against other stock losses and buy that good stock back the same day?
Well, that's a great question, and that's exactly the kind of thing that we do with tax loss harvesting. So you actually can sell the gain and buy it back the same day. I'd actually recommend the next day just to be on the safe side for that. Otherwise, they could, you know, look and say, did you really indeed no longer have possession of that stock? But what the IRS is really watching is saying, hey, did we sell a stock for a loss? And so if you sell a stock for a loss in order to use that loss, you can't buy that stock back again for 30 days. But there's nothing that says you can't take a gain and then buy a stock back again. So that's exactly what we do when we're tax loss harvesting. So great question and a great example.
You've talked about the stock market being unhealthy. What would you call the economy?
Well, that's another great question. So usually we say the stock market kind of is a leading indicator, and it's sort of giving us some indications as to what's going on with our economy. And I talked about the back and forth nature of the stock market and how we can't get any clear direction. And I think that's what's going on economically as well. So we still believe that we're going to see a recession, and it's going to be a lot more severe than what most people think. And unfortunately, the way these trends work is when we get the indicators, we get the signs and things like that, that this is coming, and the rising interest rates, the inverted yield curve, and then people wait and it doesn't come. They say, see, we're okay. And so everybody sort of gets into this denial mode and says, hey, we're clear of this. Unfortunately, once it actually happens, it happens faster than anybody expected. So it's taking us a long time economically to really see the results of the slowdown, but it's coming. I really truly believe it's coming. The problem is, again, all these mixed messages. On the one hand, we've got places like Target closing six or seven different, you know, Target stores, and Walgreens closing stores all across the nation. You know, that would say that, hey, we've got some problems in our economy, and theft is one of them. While at the same time, the retail numbers are coming in strong. How can we have a consumer that's slowing their spending while retail sales are higher than what was expected? And so it's those mixed messages that's keeping the economy going. But once this thing actually does slow down, look out. I think it's going to slow down, you know, hard and fast.
That's why you have a plan.
That's exactly right.
And plan for the what ifs, right?
Well, exactly. We need to know, what are you going to do if and when that happens, and how is it going to affect your portfolio? How is it going to affect you at the kitchen table when you're paying bills, and can you still pay the bills? And so that's exactly why we have a plan.
And that's the very first thing you do when you sit down with a new client, is just to get their philosophy, get their value set down, right, and plot that out.
Exactly. So for every person who comes into our office, we're going to start out with a philosophy meeting. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about your values. We're going to talk about how you think about money. What is your experience with investing? How does that apply to you? And then we'll share with you how we do things, and we're going to see if those are a match. And then from there, we continue to ask you lots of questions. My business partner is fond of saying that, you know, most financial advisory firms want to tell you their story. We don't. We want to learn your story. And so that's what we do. We're going to ask you a lot of questions. You're going to feel like you're getting interviewed for Entertainment Tonight. But what we're doing is we're building your story so we can build you a plan that truly gets you where you need to go.
Simple question, but one probably people are thinking about is coming, another one from a listener here. How will the recession affect the average Joe?
So it's interesting. Ronald Reagan once said that, you know, a recession is when your neighbor loses your job, and a depression is when you lose your job. You know, we haven't seen a lot of that yet, but think about what that means when lots and lots of places are laying people off and your neighbor is losing his job. I think when you have all of a sudden realized that people are struggling out there, not to go out to eat, but just to buy groceries, for an example, I think you shared with me off air, Scott, you know, about some, you know, award-winning economy who said, you know, inflation is basically licked if you take out, you know, food and energy and mortgage costs and basically everything. So the fact of the matter is inflation is slowing, but it is still there, and we're already feeling the effects of that. if we just magnify all of those things, when you start seeing people pull money out of their stock account, their 401k, their savings account, because they need to live on it, that's when you know we're going to be having a problem, and it's not going to be a fun thing. So yeah, we're going to have to batten down the hatches, and that's why when we're doing a plan, we tell every client, you need to have an emergency cash reserve, and it's not a credit card, it's cash that you can bank on where you're not forced to sell assets at the wrong time.
And how long does that process take?
The overall process for bringing somebody out, or the planning process itself?
Yeah, both.
So overall, you know, we take our time with each client. So, you know, we can do it in a speedy way if necessary just to help rescue some people. But in general, we're talking 2 or 3 or 4 meetings, whatever is necessary to make sure that we have a good understanding of your story and that we can build that plan. So it might take us 2 or 3 weeks to get you fully integrated into our system.
I encourage you to have that meeting, have that conversation. You won't be disappointed. You'll look back years later and say, glad I did it. Call them at 235-0119. 235-0119, online at collinsandclark.com. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.